you can do will help a dead man.
Nothing you can do will help a dead man. Nothing you can do will help a dead man.
When the economic order collapses, when society hangs by a thread, those who are hardest hit might well wish they were dead.
You can dig a hole for him. You can shove him down in it. You can prod him up with a shovel. Nothing you can do will help a dead man.
Nothing you can do will help a dead man.
The finale of Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill's The Rise and Fall of the City of Mahagoni is a perfect work of art from the first age of European austerity, the Great Depression. Today, we live in an age of austerity brought on by the near collapse of the global financial system 3 years ago. Artists are still struggling to make sense of it. Here in the Dorotheenstadt Cemetery, in exceptionally fashionable Mitte, in exceptionally cool Berlin, is where Bertolt Brecht is buried. Brecht, of course, was just one of a legion of artists in Europe's first age of austerity, working in London, Paris, and Berlin, examining the collapse through the prism of their work and their politics, hoping to lead people out of the mess their politicians and senior business figures had landed them in.
This is about finding work in Depression Berlin.
Brecht scholar Professor Mark Silberman.
Here they're coming to a factory which advertised for a position, but now they say they don't need any workers. So they all turn around on their bikes, race on to the next.